Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. As we read in Fazal al-A'mal in regards to the night of Qadr, it could be tonight also. Only the person makes the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as a duty. Does it as a duty to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Many a times you find in marriages also, to be living together, just fulfilling rights. Huquq. You don't call that nikah and marriage. Marriage is about huquq. The wife says, I don't have to cook for you. See the kitabs. I don't have to cook. I don't have to wash. These are the rights, so to say. Yes, to a certain extent, it can be said that she is correct. That in a shari'i court of the qadi, person cannot demand. But in the court of Allah, the husband can have a case. What was the reason behind you not doing these duties? So there, she can be taken to task. So when nikah is like that now, we're running upon hukuk and the rights. When is the nikah now where there's muhabbat and there's love between the spouses? We're doing it with muhabbat and love, then the enjoyment is different also. So the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is a mu'min, a Muslim that has submitted to Allah. He worships Allah because it's a duty. And he gets used to it. This ibadat becomes an adat. Ibadat becomes an adat. Over the years, many a times a person will say, I grew up like this. My father was very rigid with me. So we had to wake up for Fajr, we had to do this, we had to do that. And I thanked him, yes, alhamdulillah. So only is he doing it now because this ibadat became an adat, became a habit of mine. And if I don't do it, then I feel that emptiness within me. So too in marriage also, that a person is doing it now because it becomes a habit. But there's emptiness in there now. There's emptiness. Whether the wife is at home when she's not there, alhamdulillah, life carries on. And one is now worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with muhabbat. That ibadat is different now. That muhabbat is different. You see, like a person now receives a letter from his wife. And no more we have letters now. Before was letter writing. The youngsters don't understand letters now. Before the letter will come, the first thing the husband will do is smell the letter. Yeah, this is the perfume we share at night. I know the scent of it. So the enjoyment is different. Now as he opens the letter, slowly, the enjoyment also is different. As he explains this also, Rahmatullah Ali. He said, one is a chocolate now, a slab of chocolate a person's mother gave him. And one is the wife sent for him. The enjoyment is different. He's out on safar somewhere far. He opens the bag. He's going for Umrah, he's going for Hajj. Allah Ta'ala take all of us in the path of Allah 4 months. Now he's opening his stocks quietly at night. So he opens one biscuit there, and he's enjoying it, and then he sees who's it from. From mummy, from ummi. Oh, and it's very tasty. And one is now the one he opens from his wife. This is a special one which he told her, I like this one you make every time. Now she made it for him, and she packed it for him. That enjoyment is different, it's the hand behind it. So in the same way, is one is a bandha, does the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a ibadah, as an adat. One is that of love and desire, that I want to be close to my Allah. That is that of muhabbat, that has to be now developed. As the effort behind it, how to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person's life will become different. Then he's living in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then he's enjoying going to the masjid early. That sitting there, making the dhikr of Allah. As it says also, a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example, Hakim Akhtar Sahib used to give rahmatullah alayh. He's making the dhikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah, or it is the name of Allah, Allah, Allah. Oh, he reads Durood Sharif. So his dhikr now, without nisbat, without a connection. As Hakim Sahib used to give the example, is like 10 kilos of mitai. And now a person has a connection. Now he learned how to make the dhikr of Allah. He learned how to make now from a friend of Allah. Who learned to make dhikr from the friend of Allah. That dhikr made them the friends of Allah. So when he makes the dhikr of Allah, that after learning it from his sheikh, and he shall learn it from his sheikh, and he's going up. So when he takes the name of Allah, with that type of fervor, with that muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala says, look at him. He's taking my name like my lovers. Now the pull is different altogether. Now the pull is different. Now from 10 kilos, he goes to 100 kilos. Because the effect is different. Now he's doing it muhabbat and love. He's learned how to make it, make the zikr of Allah, like the lovers of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So to get this nisbat, this connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there are different ways to get that connection. And nowadays, you know, especially in our country, everything has to do with connection. You need a contact, you need a connection. Everywhere, in every department right now. There's a work doesn't happen. You got to join the queue. Join the line. And Hazrat says also, there are two lines to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is a very long line. And it's written over there now, by the teller or cashier or whoever they in the front, they got the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah. Now everyone is a gap in over there. I'm also a wali of Allah. So all on the gap in there. Hazrat says, we'll join the other queue. Other queue is written over there, the crying babies. Cry babies. That they are crying after they make sin. On crying upon their sins, they become the friend of Allah. Allah says, look at the high. He made a mistake, but he's still crying. Gets out of the gutter of guna and sin, and again now he's walking. Then he steps again, then he tries again. He continues, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah says, no one might recognize him to be a friend of Allah. Say, gunagara. Whole life came out like that. But in the sight of Allah, he didn't give up. He still carried on moving to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, by the qasam of Allah, before he passes away, before he takes his last breath, Allah would write his name in the register of his friends. He died crying for my love. He died like Layla Majnoon. He said Majnoon has gone mad over Layla. And Majnoon, the word Majnoon also means madman. He was gone mad over her. And he was very fair, very handsome. And she wasn't so fair. But he was head over heels. To the extent when he would pass her house also, he would kiss the walls of the house. This is the house of my beloved Layla. He said one time to test his love also, to test his love. These are all of this made up story, but to understand the real love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So she sent a message to him, that if you really love me, O Majnoon, then cut a portion of your thigh and send it to me. So she sent a tray also. So he cut a portion of his thigh and he put it there. When the thigh came to her, it was calling her name also, Layla, Layla. Every part of his body was calling her name. So they say, this is how when you go to Kaaba Sharif, this is how you must be like mad people. Yalla, I'll kiss the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Yalla, I'll kiss the mataf also. Anbiya alayhi salam walked over here, they made sajda over here. And then 24,000 plus minus walked in the mataf. In love. As our Shaykh says, rahmatullah alayhi, dama barakatuhu. When a person after coming from Umrah or Hajj, he says, kiss him on the forehead. Oh Allah's banda, where you made sajda? You touched the mataf, you touched the roda, you made sajda in the haram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are all nisbats and connections. How to get that nisbat and connection where the ibadat of Allah becomes pleasurable. To come upon the sunnah becomes enjoyable for me. And not to do it is difficult. Now to wear the sunnah libas, the sunnah dressing now is so enjoyable for me. To keep the sunnah biyad, ya Allah, I love to look like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because in the qabr, his face is going to be shown to me. And every morning I look in the mirror and my face looks like his face. In the qabr also, when Allah will remove the parda and hijab and the barrier between the person in the qabr and the roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will ask, do you recognize this person? Ya Allah, I look like him. Every morning I looked in the mirror, I look like him. Now to answer the question will be very, very easy. Because my life was a life of love. I loved him, I wanted to be like him, I wanted to be with him. So in this incident, Hazrat explains also how to get this nisbat. This is the incident of Ibrahim bin Adham, Sultan al-Awliya. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayh, was the king of Balkh at that time. Hazrat says, the divine love made Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayh, cast aside the kingdom of Balkh. He was the king of Balkh. After which for 10 long years he remained in Ibadat, in a cave in Nishapur. In this way he acquired the inner kingdom. One was the outer kingdom. Like once they say, that Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullah, pious king also was sitting on his bed, and he heard a loud sound outside. So he got startled, jumped up, called the army, somebody attacking us. So after investigation, he found, there wasn't some army. It was Junaid Baghdadi, one of the awliya that was walking past, is castle with all his students and murids. And he sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillah. The entire congregation behind him said, Yarhamukallah. He thought the army was attacking him. It wasn't an army. It was all his students and his murids. Then his wife told him, there's a difference between you and him. You rule over the physical bodies of the people, your citizens. Whereas Junaid rules over their hearts. Their hearts belong to him. In this way, he acquired the inner kingdom. Is the kingdom of the heart preferable or the despised kingdom of Balkh? There are two main ways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for both of these ways, there is substantiation and proof from the Quran Sharif. The first ayat Allah ta'ala says, Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah chooses for himself whom he wishes. One is the sunnah of Allah, one is the qudrat of Allah. The qudrat and the power of Allah is when Allah wants to pull someone, Allah pulls him. Even though he's running away, Allah said, one jamaat just touched him, his heart turned around, he changed. What happened to him? Subhanallah, whole life changed overnight, just like that. Just when jamaat came and knocked the door, and his heart sunk, it was the right to pick, time to pick him up. As I say, time to pick him up. Allah Ta'ala sent his A380, well, pick him up now, bring him away now. Bring him away to me. This is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. That happens now and then. The sunnah of Allah is when you want Allah. Allah sees your talab and desire. And accordingly Allah Ta'ala opens the way for a person. So Allah Ta'ala chooses for himself whom he wishes. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attracts towards himself those whom he pleases. Allah attracts them. Somehow they are called, invited, and they come. It was the right place, the right time. It wasn't luck. It was written for him already. Like one person, I'll give me his car of Guzari, says one Sunday afternoon he was sitting, or Sunday morning he was sitting in his driveway, one of the outlying areas. He says, he had whatever his habits were, and he was smoking it also on that morning, and playing cards with his friends, with his jammies and his t-shirt. No intention of changing his life. Full of gold teeth and all rings on his fingers and chains. Say, I'm smoking, playing cards with a friend Sunday morning. That was a normal tartib on a Sunday. And here somebody at the gate. Assalamu alaikum. Buta, how are you? Says, Cape Town Jamaat came. Say, who's the brothers? He said, the way they came with warmth and muhabbat and love. Buta, we've come to meet you with the pleasure of Allah. He said, the way I was dressed also, my own state of mind. But something was happening right now. He said, come and join us. He said, I don't even know what was happening. I put a kurta on or something and I went and walked with him. He said, I walked only to the masjid. And from there I joined them also for 3-4 days. And then he said, he brought me to Markaz Masjid al-Hilal. So when I walked in there, he said, my heart flipped upside down. Say, Ya Allah, if you don't bring me close to this place, then my iman is gone. So within a few months, he said, I found a place next to the masjid and I moved over. MashaAllah, now all his sons are hafiz al-Quran. Allah Ta'ala wants to pull from where he was, what state Allah Ta'ala pulled him. Allah Ta'ala brought him away. So that's Allah Ta'ala's qudrat when Allah Ta'ala wants you. But kisi ki dua lag gayi. Somebody's dua came. Somebody's making gush somewhere. Somebody making dua somewhere. Like one person who's making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. Pakistani sati. And then he meets an American brother. Makes salam with him in the mataf. Say, oh brother, do you know me? He said, I don't know. You took him one side. He said, I saw you in my dream years ago. He was a non-Muslim brother. I saw you in a dream years ago, and in the dream you gave me da'wah towards Islam. And in my dream I became Muslim. So when I woke up, I went to the local Islamic center and accepted Islam. But I never saw you before. Now I'm seeing you making tawaf. But this person, now he backtracked. Which year, when it was, which month. Then he realized during that time when he saw this dream, he was out in Petal Jamaat in the path of Allah. Walking in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala used his little walking up for the hidayat of a person in America. Allah met him in the mataf. How Allah ta'ala pulled him from where to where? Allah ta'ala made them meet like this. So there are two main ways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah ta'ala, yajtabi. Allah ta'ala chooses, Allah ta'ala pulls a person towards himself whom he wishes. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attracts towards himself those whom he pleases. This is called the manner of jadb, attraction. And Allah Ta'ala pulls that person towards him. The second way, وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And Allah Ta'ala guides towards himself those who turn to him in repentance. Those who turn in repentance, Allah Ta'ala loves repentance and tawbah. Allah Ta'ala guides, يَهَدِي. Allah Ta'ala opens doors of hidayat for him. This is why mashayikh say, continue making tawbah. Continue making tawbah. Although I'm still in sin, then to make tawbah. Because shaitan's effort will be that don't make tawbah. I'm continuing with the sin, so why lie to Allah? Why should I bluff Allah and make tawbah? Because I'm still going to do it. So he closes the door of tawbah. Don't make tawbah. Sometime now he makes the sin seem so trivial that now don't make tuba from this also. And as it explains to like photography right now, become like trivial. For more than 1400 years, 1400 years, say 1440 years, we understood it to be haram. Absolutely haram. I'm telling the woman, take it out from your home. And all of a sudden it's changed. Where some ulama saying this, permissible. So don't make tawbah from it too now. All this time we felt terrible. We stepped with the TV on, or we saw this, or we saw that. We made tawbah. Came Ramadan, we put it off. Now come Ramadan, now we have so-called halal channels. For all these it was haram. Now it's become halal. And that too for the masturat and the ladies who look at a ghair mahram man on the screen is haram. Iman is being affected. No tawbah is being made. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. There's so many sins out there, now shaitan makes it trivial. They don't worry about it. YouTube too is alright, you can see it. Not a problem. We're not understanding how many of the masturat are getting affected. How many of them are getting affected? That time when his Padre Sahib told us, Rahmatullah Ali, about a person who loved cricket, he told his wife, come sit with me and see the match also. She said, well, no, I don't like to see, but he's to force me. When I began to see, and I see these men, how fit they are and how they're running, and my husband is out of shape. Allah Ta'ala make maaf, she says that when we used to be intimate, there's to picture actually that cricketer with me in bed. It's going to happen. And it's happening also. Abuse of the eye. So it's trivial, don't worry about it. The man doesn't realize that with the eye, the woman will get enticed. And the man also is getting enticed. Suluk is a voluntary act. Suluk means to walk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas jazb and the pull of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an involuntary act. When Allah ta'ala wants to pull, set from your side, Allah ta'ala pulls from his side. But to walk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is by your choice. A person is commanded to adopt the manner of suluk, to walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but generally everyone following the way of suluk, personal effort, will receive a measure of attraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of the spiritual rigors he undertakes. The more mujahada you will make, the more you will sacrifice, the more you will walk to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah will begin to pull you slowly, slowly. Allah will pull you. But you will give Allah the chance to do it. So Allah ta'ala makes all these bahanas and excuses. One is the jamaat will come. Sometime a sheikh will come to the locality. He'll give a bayan. Person should allow himself now to go and sit in the bayan. Otherwise the pull won't come in the house. It won't happen in the house. The only thing will be pulling will be the screen and the cell phone and nothing else. So we want to give ourselves the chance to go and sit. Our Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sahib says to that all our ladies at home got taqwa. They have taqwa in their hearts. It's just the man didn't allow them to develop it and you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We didn't give them a chance. He says our women folk, alhamdulillah, they grew up in good homes with pure minds. All they need is three things. Good company, pious environment for a good amount of time. That's all they need. Take them to Haramain Sharifain, subhanAllah, how much they do? We know what big juzdan they carry. The amount of kitabs they carry. And the juzdan gets missing, the whole Umrah trip is spoilt now. So we know how much of wazifas they have in the house also. They have it in them. They want to read. Take them Haramain Sharifain, they can sit the whole night, we get tired. But they'll sit, and they'll read, and they'll make dua for this one and that one. And they have a whole list. So many friends told me, give salam to Nabi alayhi salam. We will say, inshallah, we'll give you a salam. They'll make a whole list of it. And then they'll remember that one, send a message, I'm making dua for you. We can see the taqwa they have. But we don't give them the chance when we come back home. Put them back into their routine. Whereas avenues are there of ta'aleem, take them out for 3 days in the path of Allah. Ulama having programs, etc. Just pious company. And we know when it comes to the masturat, we tell them that one thing 10 times they don't understand. But another lady tells them 1 time, now it makes sense. I will tell her, I told you so many times. So good company, pious company. So women get together, good pious company, and we know how they get influenced by influences. I influences them in the wrong direction. So we allow that avenue open, so they're getting influenced. And then we can't stop it. So to get them into a good environment, good company for a good amount of time. And when their hearts will change and it will turn around, and Allah will pull them also, then we find the avenues of hidayat in the home opening up. The amal of hidayat. Ta'alim will take place, ta'alim and ta'allum will take place, learning and teaching. Da'wat, now they speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they're going for the programs. Now they're bringing this back into the house. Khidmat will take place of the husband also. Because now she'll have this in her heart. That now my jannat is under my husband's feet. His jannat under his mother's feet. She'll understand this also. Allah Ta'ala's tartib this is. Yes, they'll have their shortcomings also. But all his amal of hidayat will start within the home. So we got to give them. Ulama explained also, Qiyamah's day, mustn't be my husband, my wife holds my hand. Now she stands for the fire of Jahannam. She won't go alone. She'll take the husband with. You didn't show me the avenues of deen. It was your fault. I was your amanat. But you didn't take me. When Ali gives the example, he says that she will catch us in the day of Qiyamah. That in my worldly life, alhamdulillah, you gave me the best. The best house, the lighting, the carpet, the matching curtains, the duvet, the bathroom too. You did it up for me. Everything, alhamdulillah. But in my qabr, you didn't make fikr. I went there was no lights. You didn't care about doing the lighting in the qabr for me. About the carpet in the qabr and the curtains and everything else. You didn't worry. You never spoke about it. By Mushtaq Sahib Rahmatul Ali arriving, he says, go home, sit with the family, sit down with them and ask the wife, what is your niyat of life? What is the intention of your life right now? Ask her, have you thought about it? What do you want at the end of the day with your life? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, the most beloved daughter, the queen of Jannah, he said, oh Fatima, Qiyamah's day, even I can't save you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. Even I can't save you in the fire of Jahannam. Oh Fatima, you have to stand alone. Although you are Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but that won't help you on the day of Qiyamah. That you'll have to stand alone before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's a concern for us right now in our country especially. What we haven't we done for our families? We've given them the best of dunya. But have we shown them now the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Now they become so strong in dunya that we can't move them anymore now. And we've been speaking about this with all this feminist movement. There's so much of feminism. Hazrat says also, Mashaykh, I'm saying to, there's so much of feminism right now that even the husbands are afraid to speak in the house. I can't tell my wife anything. Malala, you said it in the bayan, but don't say I said it. What is catching at home? But he can't say it. This is in the air. The environment is like a jadu in the air right now. Where every home has become like that. That friends are telling friends, no, you must do like this, you must do like that. And make sure you get it done. So it's all the networking. So this comes in the air. They're pushing these things subtly, indirectly, on the internet, on the different channels, on the Twitters, and everything else is coming there, subconsciously is hitting. Now the husband can't say anything. So many riwayat over there that you will find that a real woman of Jannah is that wife, when her husband sees her, she makes him happy. When he commands her, she obeys. Other riwayat come also. When he goes home, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you see something in a woman that attracts you, غير mahram women, that attracts you, then go home because your wife has the same thing. Even she's at the stove also, then she should leave that now and satisfy her husband and keep his iman. How many men can do that right now? Go home at 10 o'clock in the morning, say, what you came for? You scared to even ask also. You scared to even ask. I'm busy. Where's the Hadith Sharif then? Where's the Hadith Sharif? When he looks at her, he pleases her. And when he requests her, she is obliging to him. Now, the whole table has turned around. So many bayans on women's rights, the men got left behind now. It's only the women. Yes, they have their rights also. The men also have theirs. There should be a balance in everything. So we're saying right now among the ulama, this talk also, there's so much of this feminism that is being put in the air right now, in the environment right now. But the men can't say anything. And we're not saying being harsh. But there's a balance between the woman's rights and the men's rights. So we haven't given them the avenues of deen for them to understand these things. And these ahadiths are there also. There's still qurbani on their side. But for them is jannat after that. They'll get the jannat in this dunya also, in akhirat also. It's that simple. Please the husband, make him happy. She got her jannat. She passes away on that day. She's going straight to jannat. Husband is happy with her. So is that very difficult? Sakim Sahib will tell us to the extent also, even she angered you also. She made you angry. The malaika are cursing her because she angered you. Sakim Sahib will say, don't get angry. Make her maaf. Why let the angels curse her? Then tomorrow you're eating her roti and she will make your food for you. Forgive, overlook her. Allah will overlook you. But she also got to understand that she also has to come fulfill the rights and the haqq of the husband towards his rights. All the riwayat and ahadith are there also. So just good amount of time, good environment, and good company. And their hearts will change very, very quickly. They get influenced very quickly. So a person will walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will open the doors for him. He goes through the spiritual exercises, because without any special bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can be successful. وَلَوْ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is the fazal of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, you can never purify your nafs. You see, the nafs, our Hazrat and our Shaykh explains, the nafs is such, the inner self is such. This we will understand very carefully and clearly. The nafs is such that automatically by default is inclined towards filth and dirt. That is the nafs, that's how it is. Nobody can claim that I am pure and clean. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Quran says, don't regard yourself to be muzakka and pure and clean. I mean, here many a time, my heart is clean. Inna lillahi. Quran says, you can't say that, my heart is clean. Somebody else says, mashallah, he's got a very good heart, alhamdulillah. But for a person to say, sometimes the woman will say also, my heart is clean, I don't have to wear hijab. Man will say, alhamdulillah, Zakim sahab will say, he said, my heart is clean, alhamdulillah, I got taqwa is in my heart. My beard is in my heart, my pants is in my heart. Azad says, you got enough things in your heart, cholesterol is there, pressure is there. There's no place to put everything else in there. Imagine now, as Hakim Sahib will give the example, Saudi Arabian airline is coming to land in Johannesburg airport, and a plane load of hajis, mashallah, they all came from hajj, pure and clean like newborn babies. And the pilot says, alhamdulillah, Hujajul Karam, you're coming from Mina, Arafat, Mubarak to you all. Allah Ta'ala accept your hajj, maqbool, mabroor. As you all know, Saudi Airlines has the best wheels in the world. We don't want to be proud and show off. We're not going to open the wheels, we're going to land like that. All horses, pilots, sir, keep your taqwa, mashallah, and take out the wheels and land properly. We want to get home safely and get through customs also nicely. So we'll tell him, but what do you want to do? Keep all the taqwa in the heart. I don't know how pious I am. Allah Ta'ala's command, this is now, rules my life. The command of Allah, take out the beard, put the pants on, mashallah, put the parda on, the command of Allah. We can't say my heart is clean. That if Allah says, Allah tuzakku, don't say your heart is clean, don't regard yourself to be purified. Is there for the fazal and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody can purify their nafs. Walakin Allah yuzakki man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whom I wish, I will purify. Along with you start walking towards me, then I will purify your heart. And the example Hazrat gives also, that when it comes to dirt, to make the house dirty, there's no effort. For the car to become dirty, there's no effort. It happens. That's the system of dunya. In the same way, for the heart and the nafs to become dirty, it happens automatically. The effort now is to clean it and to keep it clean. Have you know? Some people are obsessed now with the cars, twice a week, thrice a week, or the boy every day is cleaning the car. I don't see a speck of dust on the car. I must see my reflection in the car also, on the mags. When it comes to the wife, as I say, so particular, OCD, the bathroom must be cleaned every day, must be shining, mustn't have any scent, any smell. As I say, in the qabr, when you go in the qabr, the malaika not going to ask the housewife, was your toilet clean? Was the bedroom clean? How many times you vacuum every week? Don't want to ask. The question will be, is your heart clean? Did you clean your heart? Did you make the effort of cleaning your heart? Myself, many of us also, 2-year-old child, son, grandson, is drinking water from the glass. His hand is soiled with food. And now a little bit of backwash they throw. Say, hey, can't drink this thing. Give me another glass. We won't drink from that glass. Many people won't drink from it. Even there's no backwash too. Just the thing is soiled on the outside. Say, no, it's dirty. Give me a clean glass. But my soiled heart, Allah, you must accept it. Allah, you must take it. No effort to clean it. Well, you know, Daya Sahab Rahmatullah, I mentioned to Abdul Hamid Sahab. You know, Daya Sahab, such an ashiq of Nabi Alayhi Salaam. They said, Morana, with what emphasis he said it also. Morana says it, I felt it on my heart. He says, Morana, a person goes with a dirty heart into the qabr, what is he going to do? He can't come back to clean it. He's already gone through now. And major portion of the ummah doesn't have this fikr and concern that I've got to clean this heart of mine. There's so many things in there. Ibadat is so heavy for me, to think good of others, to wish them well, to have yaqeen upon Allah, tawakkul, muhabbat, hamdardi, all these qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether I have it, no jealousy, no enmity, wishing well, talking good of my enemy also, the one in business at my opposition, we wish well for him, to make dua for him, Masula Khan Sahib, you say Rahmatul Ali, Marana got a hips class running or a madrasa, somebody else opened down the road. He says, go and thank you, Jazakallah khair, you opened another hips class. More boys become Hafiz. They have a big heart. Right now also, met one person, Turkish person in Turkey, he says in the villages, people's hearts are still very clean like that. He says, we were a thing we call Safaqa in the villages in Turkey. Safaqa. You have 2-3 bakeries in one line, 2-3 businesses in one line, village, we all know one another. Your children are my children. Safaqa. If I've done enough business for the day, passing my time in the shop waiting for namaz to come, he says the customer will come, I tell him Safaqa. Meaning I go to my neighbor's shop. Go to my neighbor's shop. I made enough for the day. My children are fed for the day. He didn't make enough for the day for his children. To that extent, they still have it. They're hamdardi, a well-wishing for everyone. For us, you know, amongst our own brothers now, how much now we're trying to make more than the other. We've got enough, alhamdulillah. This is now real hamdardi for the ummah. Pain, well-wishing, wishing well for everyone. Ya Allah, give everyone. You're making dua for the opponent also. Ya Allah, give him more. Give his children more. Send them in the family, amongst nephews, nieces, cousins, uncles, aunts. Why are they coming up in life? And then what we'll do? We go and now dig. How they came up so quickly? Something they did over there. When you speak, somebody will say about it, say, yeah. Don't talk about it, leave it. Kanish well, make dua for him. Ya Allah, if something went wrong, ulama explained also. لا يحل مال امرئ مسلم إلا بطيب نفسه. That the wealth of a Muslim brother isn't halal for you except with the pleasure of his heart. Doesn't give you pleasure of the heart, isn't halal for you. Here example, Maulidas Padisab gives also. He says, a person is going down, got into problems. Now you know, mashallah, he was flying high. Now he got into problems. Now he put his property up for sale. 5 million, 6 million. Now you go to him, say, bhai, 4.5, I'll give you the cash. Say, bhai, you should be telling him, bhai, you need help, I'm here for you. Then drop the price and offer him cash. Now he's still down in the gutters. It's not the spirit of a Muslim. Muslim spirit is that he was going well. Family now down and out. Now I want to really eat him up. Take him out of the game completely. Muslim ummah is where you build one another. They go and help him out now. He's giving it to you, but his heart is not healthy. Heart is not healthy, the Hadith Sharif says, is that halal for you that? There's no barakat in it. Go and help him. Allah will give you double the property for almost free. And as who did it, they say, how Allah Pak sent it. Have the guy put him up again, alhamdulillah. Allah Pak gave us a better deal somewhere else. And we can't even imagine how it came. How Allah Ta'ala gave it on the plate. This is a Muslim ummah. These are the sifat. Hazrat Singh also, unfortunately, Hazrat Singh to us nowadays, unfortunately, our come nasib, our misfortune, that now we are born in a kufr, materialistic, Christian, atheistic world right now, which is being ruled by kufr. So we grew up in that environment, and we accepted the system, and now we're just trying to put our deen a little bit here and there. Just put it in. Should be the other way around. It was about 200 years ago, it was a Muslim world, where the Muslim could walk anywhere in the world with the chest out. He didn't feel insecure and afraid. He could call a shot. He was a Khalifa out there. The Muslim world was a brotherhood. There was some power and strength. There was an iman in the environment. There was some iman in Islam in the world where we could see it. He says, now the entire thing has changed against us. And now we're happy with the crumbs that the governments are giving us. Little bit here, little bit there. We're saying, yeah, Abbas, and we accept it. Allah is supreme. We've got to go back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Al-Islamu ya'lu wa la yu'la. Islam was prevail. Is it prevailed upon, overwhelmed? Islam was always prevail. So we should make the niyat also. So coming back, my dear brothers, when it comes to Allah ta'ala pulling us. In any case, both these ways, jazb, pull from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and suluk, walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace, leads towards the objective. And become fruitful with the heart's progress that is one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A single shadow of Allah's graceful favor is more fruitful than 1,000 efforts in obedience. And thus when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and favor touched Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah alayh, without him exerting himself in spiritual exercises, the king of Balkh was proved to be successful. He cast aside the kingdom of Balkh, but acquired an inner kingdom, which was far better than the whole world. In fact, all the treasures of heaven and earth appeared as nothing before him. Dunya just became dunya to him. This other says also, we can be in our businesses, we're busy. You see, the hand is busy with dunya, but the heart is in the love of Allah. I'm here counting the cash, or doing some business, or doing some deals, and typing away, whatever it is. But I'm checking, it's a zuhur time, just now zuhur time. Meaning the heart is there. My heart is in the masjid. I'm just doing this because I've got to do it. But my heart is not here. If I can help you, I'll close up 10 days and go sit in the masjid. In reality, that person is in the masjid. Because the heart is there. Allah sees where the heart is. Many a person now couldn't make it for the match. He said, hey, if only I could be there. The heart was there, he'd be regarded as one of those that were there. And you get the full sin of it. And someone nearby, ya Allah, how can this ever happen? So much of immodesty, shamelessness, and drinking and everything else, he will not be part of the guna and sin. Because his heart is not there. So he also, he was there, the king, but the heart was not in it anymore. The king himself did not realize what would be the result of casting aside the fertile and well-irrigated lands of his kingdom for the sake of divine love, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is there, the love of Allah is there. For us to be touched with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initially he was unable to foresee how worthless pebbles would be replaced with valuable jewels and how a thorn bush would be exchanged for a flower garden. This is what happens when good fortune comes to a person. Listen dear friend, when a time of good arrives, when a time, this is now we say, as Hakim Sahib says also, that Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, how my qismat and my fortune has changed. That Ya Allah, suddenly I walked into the haram and I see the multazam. Ya Allah, am I dreaming or am I awake? This is now the opportune moment of my life. That the Kaaba Sharif is in front of me right now. Now's the time to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen dear friend, when the time of good arises, it will surely inform you of the opportune moments that Allah Ta'ala will inform you. Now is the time to make contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these nights are these nights to make the contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So one night Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi was lying asleep on the upper story of his palace when he suddenly felt someone shaking his leg. He was immediately struck by surprise and wonder as to who could be so brave as to intrude into the upper story of the king's palace. He asked, "Oh, you arrivals, oh, you people, who are you?" They were a group of angels in human form who had come from Allah's side with the aim of bringing about an upheaval in the heart of an unmindful one. The angel answered, we are here seeking our lost camel. The king replied, I am surprised that you search for a lost camel. The upper story of the king's palace, they replied, we are even more surprised that in this atmosphere of pomp and comfort, you wish to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here. You have to start walking to Allah. You have to start moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't happen. And we say in dunya also, you've got to make it happen. It won't happen. In deen also, we have to make it happen. Doesn't take much. Just a few steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for Allah ta'ala to pull us towards Him. They inquired of Him, how is it that you seek to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while sitting on the throne? It won't happen. And we look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum, subhanallah, how they rose to the occasion. When the love of Allah ta'ala came and they wanted to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it happened also. Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young Sahaba in the prime of his youth, proposal goes through. She accepts it. You know, in our zamana, when she accepts and all the DPs go up, but he said something and she said yes, or whatever it is, the whole thing is, the whole family got the same status now. And finally, she accepted. And we know the enjoyment, the thrill in the house now, finally now. And how nasheeds will start and everything else. Yes, it is the moment to be excited. Madina Munawwara also, when nikah took place, it was something of enjoyment and celebration also. Hazrat says, don't make the nikah so dry, like there's a janaza in the house. Deen is enjoyable also. Sahaba-e-Ikram, there were nasheeds taking place, meaning halal, jaiz ones, where they were singing also, that the bride is going to come soon, etc. Hazrat Aisha had a dress, radiyallahu anha, wedding dress that she's to wear. Alright? Not the kuffar style, white color and cream color, like the Christian style. She had a certain dress that the masturat in Madina Munawwara used to use it for the weddings also. So all these things were there. Where the woman used to gather together in one house and mashallah make the bride feel that now your time is coming soon. So Hazrat Hanzala's proposal also went through. He's going to get married. Nikah took place. Obviously before that now there was no, like unfortunately nowadays there's contact taking place, etc. Nothing whatsoever. Waiting to see his bride finally. First night, as a boy, first night, how he's waiting for that moment. Finally he gets his opportunity. Nikah takes place. He sees his bride for the first night. Now, finally, he reads his du'as, spends the night with her. And whatever intimacy took place between them, Mawlana Palampuri says, Amma Barakatuh, he says, that just after spending that most intimate moment with her, how many years a youngster waits for that moment? He says that something caught his ear. This is the love of Allah. That from everything Allah Ta'ala has made a pair. وَمِن كُلِّ شِينَ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنَ Allah has made a pair from everything. Male and female. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ So you take a lesson from it. What is the lesson? That really the boundaries of Jannah, the boundaries of dunya that we are enjoying is only a sample of Jannah. It's only window shopping for Jannah. But we love it so much now, we want to park here, we don't want to move. Our Shaykh says, once we made dua for Abdul Hamid Sahib, that Hazrat Allah Ta'ala give you long life and good health. The Hazrat began to laugh. He says, you're making dua for longer life for this prisoner to remain in prison. It's a prison this. How much longer dua are you going to make? That you don't want to leave from here. That my car, my home, my family, that this is the end of everything. He says, no, it's only this. You're just sampling only. For really what Allah Pak is kept in Jannat for us. When you're eating that fruit, when you're having that nice plateau of food, when you're enjoying with the family, just think, Allah, what do you have kept in Jannat? What enjoyment over there? Now when you take the whole family for Umrah, take them on the cruise, take them here and take them there, with the halal, haram, intermingling, immodesty, the avenues of guna and sin is there. Hazrat says, when you're enticed a little bit, then just tell yourself and take your name also. The comparison of dunya to akhirat, ulama explains like 2.5 minutes journey. 2.5 minutes. He says, address yourself and tell yourself, O Yusuf, dhara sabar kar. Little bit sabar. Jannat is 2 minutes away. Jannat is 2 minutes away. Don't sell your akhirat for a little bit of dunya. Little bit, you'll be there. But Allah will give you that. MashaAllah, Nani wants everybody to come home. Take everybody for Umrah also. Little bit sabar. Allah will give you a private yacht in Jannat. A private beach also. Completely halal. No immodesty. Your water spots also. No fear. La khawfun alayhim. Wa lahum yahzanun. No fear of drowning. Something happened to the grandchildren. Mother is on the edge also. What will happen to them? No fear whatsoever. How much you want to jump and play? 2 minutes away. Just hold on a little bit. The only window shopping right now. But we love this window shopping so much now that we don't want to go into the shop. Allah Ta'ala's door is open. Just enter and see what Allah Ta'ala will give. What the heart will enjoy in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this is very short time in this dunya. So don't sell our akhirat now for a little bit of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala has made this dunya a place for us to make our akhirat. So here also Ibrahim bin Adham. What are we talking about? Ah, so he didn't find the love in the palace. So the malaika came and they shook him up a bit. They said, I'm surprised at you. That you're looking now for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your palace. So when they inquired of him, how is it that you seek to meet Allah while sitting on the throne? You won't find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there. You will have to abandon a little bit. Walk the path to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then we'll find Allah open the doors. Then the dunya, the glitter and glamour will just come out of the eyes. Then we'll just use it. We'll just use it to get to akhirat. My business, my family, my children. And Hazrat says also, remember, if you haven't learned the love of Allah, if you haven't learned to love the Creator, then the love for the creation is fake. It's not real. The love for my wife is fake. But she has to believe you that I'm the only one. Or do you know in your heart how much more place you got still? But she has to believe you. You have to believe your wife also. We believe our children also. Our fathers believed us also that, mashallah, my son, there's nobody like him. But we know behind the scenes what your names you were calling the timer and the bali. But in front of him, mashallah, my son, Maru Poiro, there's nobody like him. But we know behind the scenes what aren't we doing? But they trusted us. Dunya is fake. Is that real? We can build the best house. Is that loyal? We still have to maintain. Buy the most expensive appliances. They say lifetime warranty. Whose life? The appliance or you? It's all fake. We know the reality of it. Everything is, we have to maintain it, upkeep it. Family, children, everything. It's a fake life. Nobody likes to be lied to. But we know how we lie to ourselves. That everything is real right now. My staff, my family, my children, my staff, my family, my children, my shop. It's all a lie. The real thing is deen and shariat. This is solid, this is real. Once you learn to love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now I'll know how to love my wife, how much to love her, how to love my children. Right now we know when it comes to our wives, the children have become everything. The amount of stress, pressure over these children, that the dunya must be made, the akhirat must be made. Subhanallah, the children are carrying containers on their backs to me to school. The amount of books they're carrying nowadays. Only things we carried was lunch to school. Nowadays, what they're carrying on their backs, you see them how they're walking. Inna lillahi. They can't even carry the books anymore. And the education system is such a mess too. So what they are learning, Allah knows best. And the amount of projects, assignments we are doing for them. We are doing for them. And now we got tutors and we're paying people to do the projects for them also. We know what a lie it is. What a fake life it is. But the amount of stress the mothers are going through, the amount of stress they are going through, that the father gets pressure at night also now. There's no more maja at home now. Because she's stressed out, still 10 o'clock, half past 10. He's got to sleep early, but he's got so much of work still. And bichara, the father is waiting in the bedroom also. He's stressed out also. The whole system got us in a rat race. Why is it called a rat race? Ulama explained, because risk and rosy is such a thing that is chasing you. Hadith Sharif says, person never die till he has his last luqma, the last grain of rice. Rosy is chasing you and you chasing it. So you're chasing something that is chasing you. And it's carrying on like this day after day. Until the person wakes up and thinks, hold on, Ya Allah. Is my dunya for this only? Am I living only for this? And all in the figure of what? The children, what's going to happen to them? What's going to... You didn't bring them into this world. Allah Ta'ala sent them. Allah will take care of them. How many a person, parents left nothing for him? How much Allah gave him after that? How much? And how many parents left behind? And they became Arkar Guzari. Look at them. Everything gone. It's a lie. And who's lying to who? I'm lying to myself. I am lying to myself. The reality is deen. The reality is the love of Allah. The reality is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Hanzala radiallahu anhu. Just now set aside himself on his first night. Reality. The love of Allah prevailed. Husband and wife get married because it's a command of Allah. Out of love for my Allah, it's a command of Allah, I must get married. Not because lust. It's a command of Allah, and she knows also it's a command of Allah. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we get together in the love of Allah, now we know when to depart for the sake of Allah too. Now tashkil is made for the sake of Allah, leave my wife. She knows now. Not that my husband is everything. And my wife is everything. Can't leave. Allah's command came, I got to leave. Now comes the i'tikaf, we leave for the sake of Allah. Allah put us together. Now we leave one another for the love of Allah also. Allah will increase that muhabbat. Now we love one another for the sake of Allah. Now that nikah will go to Jannat. That nikah will go to Jannat. Men are asking now, women are asking also, that when we go to Jannat, I have to be with the same man. To be with him in Jannat. Because he's a headache. Men are asking also. Men are asking also. Inna lillahi. There's not a Muslim marriage then. There's Western culture that now. Western culture. Islamic marriage is different. We get together for the sake of Allah. We depart for the sake of Allah. Hanzala radiallahu anhu gets married, new bride, first night. And also ulama explained, marriage is such an ibadat which you take back to Jannat also. Because something enjoyable. The pleasure of intimacy is one of the pleasures of Jannat Allah Pak has placed in this world. They just feel it. Person now enjoys with his wife. You say ghusl becomes wajib. He has to wash his entire body from head to toe, not a single strand of hair must be left dry. But why? It's only one part of the body that took enjoyment, so to say. That was used to pleasure himself. But here ulama say, why the entire body? Because in this type of love making an act, the entire body feels the pleasure, therefore the entire body has to pay for it. Wash the entire body. Your mouth, right, your gargle, your nose, everything enjoyed it completely. That's why you take a complete ghusl. Hanzala who just now intimate with his wife, set aside himself, and he hears the call. Third year Hijri, he hears the call. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to Uhud. March on, march on, march on. Ya khair Allah irkabi. O the horsemen of Allah, mount your horses. Tashkil is on in the gullies of Madina Munawwara. Then move now, move to Uhud. We can imagine the young man now. This young man now, Allah knows best between his wife and him. What gesture he must have made to her and what she must have told him. That he heard the call. He must have asked her, She says, I just told him, Bismillah, go. Picked up his sword and his shield. That last turned around looking at his wife, who's in bed right now, is the first night. Walima the next day. I'm going. Hanzala Wada, I'll see you again, I don't know. But go, salam alaikum. Mounted his horse, never to return. It wasn't a 3-day tashkil or a 10-day i'tikaf. That go, and the intention is to get shahadat. Deen must prevail. Didn't have a time to take even a ghusl to. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam found his body. Ashab ikram would give the ghusl, and they lifted him up. When they lifted his body, water was dripping already from the body. Oh sahaba, Allah sent malaika down to give him a ghusl already. Give him the ghusl already. This was the love of Allah. Prevail over everything. This when the love of Allah will come, then we will lead a real life. As though life is fake, every day is a fake life. It's not a true life. I'm lying to myself. And we hate to be lied to. But the thing is, I'm living a fake life, and I'm lying to myself and my family every day, and my children also. It's continuing in this whole materialistic dunya and world. Allah Ta'ala, give us a reality of life. This dua Hazrat Hakim Sahib taught us also, to make after every salah, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma arina al-haqqa. Oh Allah, show us the haqq as the haqq. Show us the truth and reality as the truth. Warzuqna ittiba'ah. Warzuqna, see the word used in the hadith shari, warzuqna. And give us the rizq, give us the rosy, the sustenance of following the haqq. And show us the falsehood as the falsehood. Shouldn't be that the lie becomes a truth to us. The Shaykh says, Rahmatul Ali, now the Ummah has come to that level where they regard the poison to be the medication. Inna lillahi. They think that's good for us. That the poison is good. And what's good is bad. Have we seen nowadays? What we have on different logos? Bad boy. Bad boy means it's good. Upside down. So the whole dunya has become upside down like this. That to be evil is good. And to be good, nowadays unfortunately in the darulums also. The boy becomes a little bit pious. They say, you're becoming too pious now. Why you came darulum then? You're becoming too pious. In Joburg they say, you're dead pious. That is a hell of a pious now. You need too much nafil lamas. What you came darulum for? You came to become pious. But to become pious becomes a problem also. Somebody in their family who wants to make parada, eat they come, men and ladies separate, is a problem this now. So that now, which is good, has become bad. And the bad thing now, everybody sitting together, that's good. No, the whole family will eat together. We're all one family, must sit together. Don't break the family. Inna lillah. Allah's command is broken, but that's good. Family system is broken, that's bad. So everything is upside down, tipsy-turvy. So this dua teaches us, Ya Allah, show us the haqq as the haqq, the truth as the truth, and make it part of my sustenance, that I follow the haqq before my death. And Ya Allah, show me the falsehood as falsehood, and make it part of my sustenance that I abstain from it. My whole life, I'm in it, to the barakat of dua, before mawt, I'll make tawbah. And I'll get back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. And make sure zikr and dua, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يرد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا أو كريم رحيم الله أو most kind الله most loving الله most forgiving الله أو ما كريم رحيم الله أو ما يلا وسنزا لمتدوم الله يا مغفرة يا رحمة is limitless أو ما كريم رحيم الله Ya Allah, you love to forgive him, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is your passion to forgive the ummah, the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you love to forgive him, Ya Allah. You love to show your shan, Ya Allah. You love to show your status and your maqam, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, that how you can forgive him, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, it does not bother you in the least bit, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have brought plenty of sins and gunas, O my Allah. The sins of the night, the sins of the day, the sins we have done knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, the sins of our youth, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. When we had no fear of breaking your commands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought, Ya Allah, you were cool, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought that you are big bosses, O Kareem Rahim Allah. You broke your commands, O my Allah. We have used our eyes, O my Allah. We have used our hands, O my Allah, and our private parts. O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we're in the gutters of sins, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Then to you saw us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your camera and your eyes upon our eyes and our camera. Ya Allah, you saw everything we had done, O my Allah. The things we said, O my Allah. The plans that we made, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the day and night, Ya Allah, you planned to break your command. And that too, O my Allah, you still fed us, O my Allah. You still give us deep, O my Allah. You give us izzat and honor, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you hid our sins, O my Allah. You covered us, O my Allah. And then too, you got us married, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you are so tolerant, O my Allah. You have so much of raham upon us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we beg you this odd night in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we beg you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, O my Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, we ask you of your mercy, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sorry, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very sorry, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very sorry, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not do it again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll try our best, O my Allah. Then to nafs and shaitan, O powers us, O my Allah. And take us away from you. Ya Allah, you love us so much. Ya Allah, then to you pull us towards you. And then to be run away. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you give us his, Ya Allah, you give us his legs to run towards you. You give us the heart to love you. Ya Allah, you give us the eyes to read Quran. Ya Allah, you give us his hands, O my Allah, to make khidmat. Ya Allah, you give us his tongues, Ya Allah, to sing your praises. Oh my Allah, we use all this, Ya Allah, in disobedience, O my Allah. We use his eyes, Ya Allah, to break your command. Ya Allah, we follow a vulgar language, Ya Allah, we use his tongues, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, our hearts, Ya Allah, we give it to dunya and everything of dunya. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have come as beggars tonight in your court. Oh my Allah, make us yours, O Allah. Allah, make us yours, O Allah. Allah, nafs and shaitan is waiting for us, O Allah. Allah, he'll take us away from you. Ya Allah, even though we don't want to come close to you, that will make us yours, O my Allah. We'll have to come back to you one day, O my Allah. We'll have to stand alone before you in your court, O my Allah, and answer for all our misdeeds, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, we beg you. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Delete all our evil deeds, O my Allah. Remove from the records, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, make us like newborn babies, O my Allah. Give us the strength of Iman, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat, O my Allah. Give us taqwa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make your obedience easy for us. Ya Allah, make your disobedience difficult for us. Oh my Allah. Whatever habits we have, O my Allah, remove the dirty habits, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our better, good habits into better habits, our bad habits into good habits. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we've come with hope in you, O my Allah. O my Allah, you haven't turned anybody away. Even shaitan, you give him respite on the day of Qiyamah. O my Allah, we beg of you. Ya Allah, on this night, Ya Allah, make decision of our hidayat, O my Allah. Hidayat of our parents, our spouses, our children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us plenty of halal rosi. Ya Allah, save us from, Ya Allah, save us from famine, O my Allah. Save us from begging from others, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, accept our tawbah. Give us the strength to make your ibadat, to stand up in salah before you. O my Allah, 5 times salah, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, if qazai umri, make it easy for us to cover it up, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever shortcomings, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us clean and pure hearts, Ya Allah. Accept us in the khidmat of deen. Accept us. Ya Allah, accept our du'as, O my Allah. Whatever i'tikaf is taking place, accept it. O my Allah, all is haram and sharifin. Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah, accept the tawaf, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the salat and salah, but the ruh. Ya Allah, brothers in Palestine, protect them, O my Allah. They have become human shields for your home, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you be with them. Ya Allah, free the lands of Islam, Ya Allah. Give it back to the Muslims, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen. Accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Give us true tawbah, O my Allah. Change our lives, O my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين